CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Are you buzzing for me by any chance?
Yes, for Pete's sake, why don't you answer?
Well, where are you?
I'm upstairs.
Well, what do you want, dear? I'm busy getting breakfast. I can't be running upstairs.
Louie, you don't have to run upstairs. Honestly, that was the whole point of my having this buzzer system installed. All you have to do is pick up the phone. Turn that little button on and we can talk.
Honestly, what is it you want, dear?
Oh, honey, you didn't have to come upstairs.
Well, I'm up here now, anyhow. It's just as easy.
Well, it isn't just as easy. Why do you think I had the buzzer system installed?
I don't know. It was certainly $50 thrown away. And if anything, it causes even more screaming and yelling to get whoever you want, because if that person doesn't know which room you're buzzing from,
well,
it doesn't matter.
Since both the children are still asleep and you're in the kitchen, when you heard the buzzer, didn't you just assume that I might be the one who was buzzing you, since we're the only two other people in the house?
Yes, but I'm not too short and long. That was Aunt Effie.
But Aunt Effie isn't even with us anymore.
I know that.
Well, then you certainly didn't think I was buzzing her.
I didn't know who you were buzzing. I am one long and three shorts, and I always have been. And you talk about us not using your so-called convenient buzzer system, but you yourself have never gotten anybody's buzz straight.
Well, we were going to write our buzzer system on the front of the phone books. Why wasn't it done?
It was, and I no sooner finished typing them up and pasting them on than we got new phone books.
Oh. Well.
Well, what did you want?
What?
You were buzzing for me.
Oh, yes.
Well,
what did I want?
Oh, I don't know.
I can't think of what I did. Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Yes, of course. I just wanted you to look at the sunrise. You know, the sky. Oh, it was so pretty. It's gone now.
Oh, you.
Well, honey.
Honestly, breakfast is ready.
Okay.
Goodness, I thought you were coming right down to breakfast. Yeah. So I scrambled the eggs. They won't be very good now.
Oh, it's all right, honey. I'm sorry. I couldn't find my cufflinks. Of course, then when I found them, I dropped one of them. You know how it is. I had to go crawling under the bed looking for it.
Oh, dear. Well, I can't find the egg beater, my good paring knife, and several other things. In fact, I don't believe I'll go off for a weekend again and leave you here alone with the children. It's going to take me a week to get my kitchen straightened out again.
Now, listen here. I don't like that. I didn't leave one single dirty dish. This kitchen was absolutely spick and span when you got home yesterday.
I know.
All right.
It was indeed.
All right.
I'm not really complaining, dear. I'm only asking what you did with things. I looked all over for the toaster this morning, and do you know where I found it finally?
Toaster?
In the broom closet. On the shelf in the broom closet.
Oh, yes. Well, honey, I was rushing around to get the place cleaned up before you got here, and I remember now that when you rang the front doorbell, I just flung the toaster into the broom closet.
Oh, dear.
You may find a few other similar surprises.
I'll bet. Oh, I don't mind, really.
But, you know, I think it did you good to get away for a couple of days. You seem to appreciate my sterling qualities more.
And I think somebody I know appreciates my housekeeping a little more, huh?
Oh, boy, I'll say I do. You know, there's no picnic keeping house.
Well, it was fun getting away for a couple of days. Not that Ann Lindell and I, you know, went anywhere especially exciting in Chicago. But as Ann said, you can always enjoy a trip twice as much when you figure up how little it's cost you.
Yeah, I know. Do you mean to tell me you didn't spend all the money I gave you? You actually came home with some left?
Oh, listen, you think I'm rather scatterbrained about finance, but I kept track of every penny, and we hardly spent anything. Of course, there are a few taxis and tips and presents for the children to bring home, you know, but when you don't have a hotel bill, I tell you... Oh, look, I'll get my purse and show you exactly what I spent. There, your toast popped up.
Wait a minute, will you... What do you mean when you don't have a hotel bill?
Your toast, honey.
Yeah, okay.
Butter it while it's hot now.
What do you mean when you don't have a hotel bill?
You know what I mean.
No, I don't.
I'll get my purse and show you. Eat your scrambled eggs before they're even colder. I'm going to give you back the money I didn't spend, and will you be surprised?
Oh,
upstairs. I was coming right back down. I had to get my purse. Those scrambled eggs are going to be awful.
All right, look, never mind the scrambled eggs. Will you stop
listening
around? Come here. Get out of the closet.
I'm looking for my brown purse.
All right, now, never mind your purse. What did you mean about not having a hotel bill?
Huh? Oh, here it is. I'm going to give you back the money I didn't spend. Will
never mind that, will you? You don't have to give it back. Anyhow, I want to know something. You made some remarks even before you left about this trip not costing anything. Now this is about not having a hotel bill. Well, can't you answer me?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about your hotel bill.
What hotel bill?
Didn't you and Ann Lundell stay at the Castleton Arms Hotel?
Yes. You know we did. You suggested it. You sent a wire making reservations. Oh, that reminds me. When we got there and asked if they had our reservations.
You did stay at the hotel?
Yes. What's the matter with you? Let me tell you what happened when we got
then
there.
And if you did stay there, you must have had a hotel bill. Honey, please don't just stand there and look blank.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about at all. Why should we have a hotel bill? I thought that was the whole point of our staying there.
Well, didn't you and Ann pay your hotel bill when you checked out?
Why, no.
Well,
no, we didn't pay any bill. Were we supposed to?
Were you supposed to?
Well, I thought that's why you wanted us to stay there, because it wouldn't cost us anything.
Wouldn't cost anything? I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about either. We certainly better try to have some meeting of the minds here. Why should we pay when you own the hotel?
When I own the hotel? You crazy?
Well, no, I don't think so.
Own the hotel? Me? I own the...
Well, part owner. Well, don't just stand there and look blank at me. The Castleton Arms Hotel. Don't you have shares of stock in it or something? That's what you said.
Well, you've always said. Along with hundreds of other stockholders. What does that...
Well, all right. And every time you get some interest or dividends or whatever you call it, you always say, boy, that hotel I own is certainly paying off.
I never...
You have made all sorts of remarks always about owning the Castleton Arms Hotel. And even last Friday when Ann called and wanted me to go with her at the last minute, you suggested we stay at the hotel. And I said, what if they're full up and we can't get in? And you said, can't get in to a hotel I practically own?
Oh, I was joking. I was joking, for Pete's sake. Now, you can't tell me that in all the years we've been married, you thought I owned a hotel in Chicago.
Well, of course not. I knew you had stock in it.
Five shares. Five measly shares. I get about $10 a year out of it.
Well, all I know is you've talked as if you own the hotel, and I never paid any attention until last Friday.
Listen.
Until last Friday, when you insisted, absolutely insisted, that Ann and I stay there. Because you said, quote, it would keep the money in our pockets. Those were your very words. You said that's why you always stayed there when you went to Chicago. And it suddenly dawned on me that the reason you did was because it didn't cost you anything.
Oh.
I never thought about it before.
Look, when I said, quote, it would keep the money in our pockets, I meant the more business the hotel does, the more interest it pays on my five measly shares of stock.
When you said that about keeping the money in our pockets, I even said to you, do you mean it's free? And you said, oh, sure.
Never. I could not.
Well, you did.
Look, if I said, oh, sure, I certainly didn't mean, oh, sure. I meant, oh, sure. Meaning fat chance of getting anything free these days.
Well?
What did you and Ann do? Did you just walk out without paying the bill?
Well, yes.
Well, didn't anybody say anything? Didn't even the bellhop when he carried the bags down?
We didn't call a bellhop. Ann and I weren't going to pay somebody 50 cents each just to carry our tiny little weekend cases down those... So we carried them down ourselves and left our key at the desk, and I left a very nice note for the manager, thanking him, which we thought, you know, was the least we could do.
Uh-huh, yeah, certainly it was the least you could do, since you didn't pay the bill. Oh, well, guess I'd better call Chicago.
What are you going to say?
I don't know. Just let me think a minute. Thank you.
I think you better stop pacing the living room and go out and eat your breakfast and get to work. Stop worrying about the hotel bill. They'll mail it to me. They've got our address.
You know, I cannot help but wonder what that hotel must think of two ladies who stay there 2 days and then just blithely walk out, leaving a nice little thank you note for the manager.
Manager was perfectly lovely to us. I met him when we arrived, and he was just lovely after he found out, you know, who we were.
Who you were?
Uh-huh. Well, who you were.
Who I was. You spoke to the manager about me?
Well, yes, that's what I started to tell you. When we got there, they didn't have any room for us, even though you wired for reservations for us. So, I asked to see the manager.
Go on. Let's hear it all.
Well, you said they knew you there. You'd stayed there so often.
I didn't mean I knew the manager.
Well, anyhow, when I walked in his office, I said, I'm Mrs. Piper.
I bet that rocked him back on his heels.
Well, he said, oh, yes, Mrs. Piper, though he knew you. And I said I was sure he wouldn't want the wife of one of the owners of the hotel to sleep on the sidewalk.
Oh.
Well, we all laughed, you know. And he was just lovely. He gave us this beautiful suite of rooms.
A suite?
Yes, a living room, and we each had a bedroom, and there was a lovely hall.
Just a minute. May I ask how you explained all this to Ann Lundell? Didn't she think it was funny that you were supposedly staying there for nothing?
No. She was just terribly impressed that you owned a hotel.
Oh boy, I'll bet. You didn't tell her I was just a stockholder?
Yes. We discussed it, and she didn't think it was funny we stayed there for nothing. Her brother or something owns part of a movie theater. His whole family always gets into the movies there for nothing.
You know, you women really don't understand anything at all about stocks and bonds, do you?
That has nothing to do with it. I would never have dreamt of trying to stay at a hotel for nothing if you hadn't said, oh, sure, when I said, you mean it's free, or words to that effect. And that was when I got the idea that you had...
Look, we were busy getting you packed and flying around. I don't even remember such conversations. You know, the point is, one of these days, I have got to educate you about something. You know what? Stocks and bonds.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to give you... In the meantime, as you say, I'm sure the hotel will mail us the bill.
Well, I have my address. You know.
Did you get good service in my hotel?
Good service? Honey, we were waited on hand and foot. They couldn't do enough for us. Silver bowls of fruit, baskets of flowers. Honestly, they could have knitted them.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hawkins, thank you.